Sunday, everyone. Here's another podcast for you guys, Chronicle of Rosa. I'm Rosa. Welcome back to my podcast. I wanted to tell you guys something. Are you guys in a season of waiting, healing, stillness, recovery, in a season of recovery? The reason why I answer them is because sometimes we say, oh, I'm going through something. Which I would say, friend, is you're going through a season. You're going through a season of maybe growing. Maybe you left a relationship and you're growing as a person. Healing. What they get is coming out of a bad relationship. You're healing. Maybe you're not in a period of waiting. Maybe you're waiting for something, and you keep waiting. So waiting can be difficult, friends, but it can be achievable. The reason why I say that is because I've been waiting, friends, to be a mom for so long. And this hasn't happened yet. And I'm still in that period of waiting for God to okay, Rosa, you're ready to be a mom. Which I'm okay with waiting, friends, because I say this. When my time comes, I'm glad I waited, because I enjoyed, you know, the moment I had, you know, time for myself, you know, I had time to grow as a person, as a woman. And so when the time comes for me to be a mom and experience pregnancy, then I'm like, you know what, God, I'm glad I waited. And there's no right time or wrong time to have a baby, friends. It's all each and every one's perspective, you know, or, you know, what they're when they're ready. So I don't think a woman will ever, you know when the right time happens. It just happens. So I'm in my waiting period. I'm in my waiting period of becoming a mom, and in my waiting season. So excuse me, guys. So I don't know when I'll be a mom. I'm not in a rush. I did talk about this in my previous podcast about my fertility issues. And so I just, you know, I leave it in God's hands. When he's ready to bless me with a baby, you know, he will bless me. It's on his timing. And I feel like we're all in a rush to you know, be blessed. And I think it's enjoy the moment, friends. Like, enjoy the moment, you know. Enjoy the moment, you know. Enjoy the beautiful life that God gives us. And, you know, not to be in a rush, you know. I'm saying, like, I know it's hard, you know. When you wait, when you want something and you waited and it's not happening, and you start to question, you know, God, you start to say, God, why is you not letting me have a baby? And you start to feel like, you know, hopeless. You start to feel hopeless. You felt like your body failed you. And I never mentioned this, but I felt like my body failed me in a way. I talk about, you know, birth control. Getting off birth control, getting off birth control. I got off birth control last year, guys, in June 28th. So it's been a year since I had no kind of birth control inside of me. And I feel like my body failed me as a woman. And then I realized, you know, I read stories of other women going through fertility treatments or going through infertility. And I'm like, wow, I can't complain anymore. I don't want to complain. I have my moments, friends, where I would cry. You know, I would cry. And I was like, okay, I would cry. And then I would pick myself back up. And you know what? I would say, God, it's not the right time. And I'm okay with that, friends. I'm okay with that. And I wanted to share that with you because I really hardly don't share, like, this experience, what I'm talking about, you know. So I've taken several pregnancy tests. They've all came out negative. And I'm like, dang, bummer. I would be happy because I'm like, okay, it's negative. And then it's like I start to like get sad. I'm like, okay. But I know it wasn't God's timing. So whatever season you are, friends, God will bless you. Have hope. Don't give up hope. Have faith. God will bless you. God will answer your prayer that you've been praying for. And so that's all, friends. I leave you with that. Hope you guys have a great Sunday and a great 4th of July weekend. I talk to you guys whenever on another podcast. Peace.